This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Eureka police are busy. They respond to thousands of calls for service each year, ranging from the mundane to the deadly serious. Last week, the department posted to its Facebook page a screen capture of its computer-aided dispatch system that records each and every call the department receives. And to say the least, officers can't be everywhere at once. The screen shows 17 active calls for service at that moment, with four patrol officers and a sergeant on duty in a city that grows from its normal 28,000 or so residents to more than 40,000 people during the business day. Eureka Police Chief Steve Watson wanted to assure residents that EPD is on duty and working hard to serve the city. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this year the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office will show its support for the effort. Staff will wear pink hats to support breast cancer awareness, and you can stand with the Sheriff's Office and aid the effort by purchasing one of the hats the personnel will wear. They cost $25, and the Sheriff's Office wants to raise at least $1,500 through the sale of the hat. You can find them at Cloney's Pharmacies in Eureka and McKinleyville, and Green's Pharmacy in Fortuna. The Department of Corrections is looking for 27-year-old High Rock Camp inmate David Carter, who walked away from the camp yesterday afternoon before a head count was done at 6 p.m. Carter was dressed in an orange jumpsuit and was wearing a blue knit hat when he fled south toward Highway 101. A Be on the Lookout has been issued for Carter, a black male adult, who was scheduled to be eligible for parole in November. The City of Eureka has announced that a proposal to move the city's corporate yard to city-owned property at Kennedy Field across from the Sequoia Park Zoo has been shelved. The city noted opposition from residents in the neighborhood as one key reason, and the search for an alternate site is underway. Eureka wants to move its corporate yard at the foot of 14th Street out of the tsunami zone, and there are plans for Costco to purchase that site for its expansion. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of smoke coming from Opera Alley along the wall of the Oberon Grill in Eureka at around 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Firefighters found fire spreading in a concealed wall and ceiling spaces of the building, and they quickly opened the wall to locate the seat of the blaze. They ensured the entire building was evacuated and extinguished the fire, which caused about $15,000 in damage. Superior Court Judge John Feeney sentenced 41-year-old Eureka woman Barbara Jones to serve 7 years in state prison after she pleaded guilty to armed robbery in July of 2017. Jones walked into a clothing store in Old Town Eureka armed with a knife, and when an employee spotted her trying to steal clothes, Jones pulled out the knife and threatened the clerk. Eureka Police and County Probation were soon able to locate Jones, who was identified as the suspect by the store employee. The final environmental impact report for the county's general plan update has been published and is available for review by the public before it comes before the Board of Supervisors for final approval on October 23rd. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.